lasts.
Show me the money!
Enjoy it while it lasts. Gambling gods, fickle bunch.
Oh, yeah.
So easily offended.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money.
The Weekend Wager with Anita Marks starts now.
What's up? What's up? It is Weekend Wager here on 98.7 ESPN, brought to you by BetMGM. Enough. Believe in your game. Believe in your bet. BetMGM. It's the only way to go. All right? Enough talk. Just do it. I sound like a Nike commercial. Anita Marks with you. I'm with you for the next hour leading into tonight's Major League Baseball game. You've got Bueller and Morton on the bump, of course, for the Dodgers and the Rays. Preston Johnson, who works with me on Daily Wager. We just ended our show on ESPN2. And you know me, I'm a football gal. I'll win you some money with golf. Every now and then, I'll win you some money with horse racing. Again, I just came off of Daily Wager that was on from 6 to 7 p.m. On ESPN. And I took copious amounts of notes when it comes to where I'm going to wager on this baseball game. And so we will dive into that. Preston Johnson will join us at 7:30, getting you ready for this game again. And you'll be able to listen to that right here on 98.7 ESPN. So with you for the next hour. I'm coming to you live from the studio in my home. I always love saying that. I feel so professional. And Nikki is back holding down the fort in New York City. Nikki, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Miss Anita?
I'm doing. Listen, we were talking before we started the show. My weeks are blending together. I'm so busy because of the season that we're in right now, which is, you know, I just feel like all seasons collided. Right? I mean, how fortunate we're heading into week 7 of the NFL season. We've got one of the biggest UFC fights happening tomorrow, UFC 254. We just came off of a great boxing bout that took place last Saturday. You've got golf happening right now. The Zozo Championships are happening right now. Justin Thomas is at the top of the leaderboard at 14 under. These guys are getting ready for the Masters. The Masters is going to be here in the next 2.5 to 3 weeks. It's an insane time. I feel we went from like 0 to 100 miles an hour, if you recall. You know, when the pandemic first happened, you know, we didn't have sports at all for a few months. And, you know, boo-hoo, we were crying, we were upset, we were frustrated. And now it's like overflow, right? It's fun, but it's a lot, don't you think?
Oh, 100%. I feel like maybe we got, I don't want to say lazy, because I definitely think we were working very hard, but it's such a shock when you come back and you had all the sports going on at once. It was intense.
So we're with you for the next hour. So what we're going to do is obviously, and again, you know me, I'm going to dive into some of the NFL plays that I like heading into week 7. And if you so choose, have some fantasy questions, I'm here for you. And also, shameless plug, not so shameless, back tomorrow for my show, the Anita Marks Show, from noon to 3. We'll have Bill Barnwell, Mike Tannenbaum, Cynthia Freeland. How great is that? I mean, let's be honest. Some of the best in the business. And we have them every Saturday afternoon right here on 98.7 ESPN. And then, of course, on Sunday mornings, New York Game Day, I kick it off at 7 a.m. with some fantasy football forecast for you from 7 to 8. And then Mike Tannenbaum joins me from 8 to 11, getting you ready for, of course, your Jets game, which I don't know how many people are going to be looking forward to that as the Bills come to town. So why don't we dive, way to open up the door, Anita. Why don't we just dive right into that game? Let's do that. Reports are that Sam Darnold's going to play, and he's going to start. So this line last night, I want to say, well, at one point in time, it was up to like 13.5, and then there was reports that Sam Darnold was practicing, and then now the expectation is that Sam Darnold is going to play, and so this line now has dropped to 11. This is what I say. And again, understand that this is a gambling show. Okay, this is not a fandom show. So understand that. So you got to put your gambling hat on right now, people, for all you Jets fans listening. Okay, this is if you want to win some money. Don't bet this game yet. Wait it out. Because I do believe that this line is going to drop even more in favor of the Buffalo Bills. So again, yesterday it was at 13.5, dropped to 13. Now it's sitting there at minus 11 on BetMGM. I'm on the site right now. And I think with money flow, the fact that I think a number of people feel that the reason that the Jets were not playing well was because Joe Flacco was starting as opposed to Sam Darnold. Doesn't matter who the quarterback is with this team. Let's be honest. 800-919-3776. If you want to chime in on this matchup and convince me otherwise or agree with me, it's always fun when you disagree with me. It's more fun, I should say, when you disagree with me. But so that's how I'm playing this. I'm going to wait. And I do believe that this line is going to drop even further. I wouldn't be surprised if this line drops to like minus 10, minus 10 and a half at kickoff. Also, you know, you could wager half lines, Bills up at the half, minus 3.5 at minus 187. Here's a bet that I really like. So this is how I'm going to play this. And again, I'm going to wait because I think the lines in this are going to drop even further. But you can get a first half line that the Buffalo Bills are going to be up on the Jets at minus 165. I'm sorry, at minus 6.5 points at minus 125. It's not bad money right there. So if you're listening into the show and maybe you're not an avid gambler, what that means is that you're laying $125 to win $100, that the Buffalo Bills are going to go in at the half up by seven. And I do believe that that's what's going to happen. I think the Bills are going to come out early, and I think they're going to put a lot of points on the board. You've got a Buffalo Bills team that are coming in. They've lost two straight. They're frustrated. They're angry. Josh Allen spoke to the media this week, and he just, you know, he sounded like somebody who just kidnapped his dog. And this is a team that's coming into, you know, obviously their goal is to win the division. At the same time, you've got Cam Newton, who's coming off of COVID-19, diagnosed with COVID-19. I did text with Mike Reese earlier today, and he said that Cam has had a good week of practice. Who knows what happens in that Patriots game? They are taking on the San Francisco 49ers. I've got some question marks on that game. And again, Mike was telling me that Cam has had a good week of practice, but I need to see it before I believe it. But this is a Bills team very frustrated coming in. They've lost two. They need to win this game. This is one of those get right games for the Buffalo Bills. Now, the Bills are taking on the Patriots the following week. So there are a number of people who feel that the Bills are going to overlook the Jets, not play, or I should say, play to their level of competition. Let's be honest, the Jets have not blown the doors off of anyone, and not cover here. I disagree. I like McDermott. I like the head coach here. I think he's going to have these guys ready, gearing to go. I think they need to come in, and I think they need to make a statement against the Jets, considering that they just come off of two very embarrassing losses to the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tennessee Titans. So I'm all over the Bills here, but again, I'm going to wait because I think this line is going to drop even further. That's how I would play this Bills-Jets game, and also I am going to throw some money on the Bills up at the half by at least a touchdown. So I'll take the Bills minus 6.5. 800-919-3776. I see the phone calls are coming in right now. Neil in White Plains, you will be first up. We get back, I will run through some of the other NFL lines and bets out there that I'm leaning towards. Maybe I've already put some money on. Again, Preston Johnson is going to be joining us at 7:30 tonight to talk Major League Baseball. He's got some plays for you. Getting ready for Dodgers and Rays that you'll be able to listen to right here on 98.7 ESPN. And also at some point in time in the show, I will share with you my golf plays. I handicapped this pretty well. I handicapped this Zozo Championship on Wednesday. And four of the golfers that I liked, that I put money on and I'm playing in DFS, are sitting really pretty right now. Justin Thomas was one of them. He's tied for first right now at 14 under. Harris English at 11 under. Scotty Scheffler at 11 under, Matthew Fitzpatrick at 10 under, Webb Simpson at 10 under, Hovland at 9 under, I also liked Matthew Wolf, and he's at 5 under. He bogeyed, he double bogeyed 11 today, which dropped him out of the top 12. What was somewhat disappointing, but Matthew Wolf, he grew up about 10 miles from this golf course, so I'm expecting him to rebound and have a pretty good Saturday and Sunday.
You know what, I think the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I think it is going to be close like that. I do believe they make it extremely difficult to run, and I believe that zone on the back end, especially now that they're using Mika Fitzpatrick more in, you know, more in the mess. He's down in the underneath coverage. He have opportunities to make plays, and I believe offensively the Pittsburgh Steelers have the advantage over the Tennessee Titans more so in the other direction. When you look at, you know, you look at games, Jacksonville, the Houston Texans, you know, they've given up points. They've been in these tough battles with teams that I don't believe are as good as the Pittsburgh Steelers are on offense.
That is Ryan Clark talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers and Tennessee Titans showdown. That is probably, well, not probably, let's be honest, that's the best game heading into week 7. And this line, very interesting. This line started Tennessee getting one. Now Tennessee is -1.5. So the line has switched tremendously. Really unbelievable here. And also surprising because they lost one of their best offensive tackles. And let's be honest, I mean, with all respect to Ryan Tannehill, and I think he's having a phenomenal season, Derrick Henry is the straw that stirs that drink. And you lose an offensive lineman on that line. I understand that the Pittsburgh Steelers lost their linebacker Bush, who they drafted last year. I understand all that. To me, games are won in the trenches, and the fact that the Tennessee Titans lost that offensive lineman, Luan, I believe is how you pronounce his name, is just a big red flag for me. And the fact that the line is moving towards the Pittsburgh Steelers is a little perplexing. So, I'm not always into teasers, but probably one of my favorite teasers this week, and I'm going to play it, is the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Carolina Panthers. So I'm going to tease the Steelers up to +7.5, and I'm going to tease the Carolina Panthers up to +13.5 at New Orleans. So no Michael Thomas, no Emmanuel Sanders for the Saints. And I get it. The Saints are coming off of a bye. Okay. But this Panthers team has to be one of the biggest surprises this year in the NFL. And offensively, I think they can be explosive. The way Matt Rhule has Teddy Bridgewater playing, Robbie Anderson, lighting it up there in Carolina, not like he did here in New York, that's for sure. We haven't even gotten a taste of what Curtis Samuel can do. DJ Moore, Mike Davis has stepped in for C-Mac. Their defense is good. So and what surprises me here as well with this line is that even with the news that there's no Michael Thomas and no Emmanuel Sanders, this line hasn't moved. So anyway, that's one of my favorite teasers this week. So I'm going to tease. It's a two-team tease. I'm going to tease the Carolina Panthers up to 13.5. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, just unbelievable. I'm getting the Pittsburgh Steelers at +7.5. Who knew? 800-919-3776. Let's go to Neil in White Plains. Neil, you're up.
Hey, Anita, how you doing? Great show.
Good evening.
Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you.
So, Anita, I'm curious. You were talking about the Jets line possibly going down to 11, 10.5. Do you ever feel that there's any value in buying the extra half a point as either a favorite or a dog?
Yeah, I do. I do. If there's a game that I feel really good about a certain team, but yet at the same time I think it's going to be close, I'll buy the hook down to 2.5. I'll buy the hook down to 6.5. I don't have a problem with that. Some people are funny that way. Why are you going to? And you know what? And I will pose this question for Preston Johnson, who's a professional handicapper. I'm just a degenerate gambler, Neil. I'm not a professional handicapper. But
I'm right there with you, Anita. This is why I asked about the risk versus the reward.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'll pose this question for Preston Johnson. I'll make sure it's my first one. He's going to be joining us momentarily at 7:30. But yeah, I do not have a problem. In fact, so here's a little, like, So I'm all over the place, but I do bet MGM a lot. And obviously I don't just, it's not just because they're sponsors of the show, you know, I'm all over the place. And the reason I'm all over the place is because every other play, every sports book is going to offer you different odds. And also and Neil, thank you for your phone call. And every other sports book is going to get creative with some of the bets that they offer. Like, you know, you just, you know, and that's what I'm drawn to. You know, I like the exotic bets. Like last night, and the very last play of the game, I had $100 down that Boston Scott was going to score a touchdown and the Eagles were going to win at like plus, I want to say it was like at plus 180. So, you know, and with 40 seconds left in the game, Wentz connects with who 5'2" dude to score. I like to play those kind of wild, exotic bets. And another thing I like to do is I like to parlay alternate point spreads. So what does that mean? Okay, I'm going to tell you. Okay, so I'm on BetMGM right now. So I'm going to go to, for example, I like Washington. Jane Slater, who's a very dear friend of mine, I spoke to her today. She said the Dallas Cowboys are, she used the word broke. Jane Slater from the NFL Network said the Dallas Cowboys team is broke. Like, they're a broken team. So I like Washington, right? So I'm going to go to alternate point spreads, and I'm going to go down and I'm going to see, like, just for poops and giggles, right? I can get Washington at plus 10 and a half. Hold on. I could get Washington at plus 10 and a half. Sorry. I could get Washington at plus 9.5 from minus 455. So now I'm going to go. So I'm going to put that in. And now I'm going to go back to, again, BetMGM and their spreads. And I'm going to go to another game that I really like. Remember, I said I really like the Carolina Panthers. So I'm going to go here and I'm going to go to spreads. And I'm going to look at their point spreads. And I'm going to go down to where I can get the Carolina Panthers plus 3.5. Okay. And then I'm going to throw one more in here. Okay. And then, you know, what other teams do I like? I'm getting the Carolina Panthers plus 10.5. I'm getting the Washington team plus 9.5. And let's just say I'm going into this Bills Jets game. Okay. And I'm going to spreads and I'm going to take Buffalo. I'm going to take Buffalo minus 4.5. So now I'm going to parlay these. Okay. Hold on. So I'm going to parlay these. And so a lot of times this is what I do. I'll go in and I'll look at the alternate point spreads and I'll take numbers at 10.5, plus 10.5, plus 7.5, plus 3.5, minus 2.5. If it's a game that I think is going to be a complete blowout, or I'll go into alternate totals and I'll take those and I'll take the totals. And, you know, for example, Detroit and Atlanta, I think a ton of points are going to be scored in that game. So I'll go in and I'll take, you know, over 40 points. I think there's going to be at least 55 points that are going to be scored in that game. And so what I'll do is I'll parlay these. And I do really well with those. So I know I kind of went off on a tangent here. I kind of have fun doing that. But yeah, to answer your question, I know, very long-winded. No, I don't have a problem buying points. Let's go to Danny in Queens. Danny, you're up.
Anita, I have to call you out because you said last week that outright the Bills were going to beat the Chiefs, and you were not.
I did. They were my dog of the week. They were my dog of the week, Danny. I did. I had them on the money line.
I know. I have to say the disrespect is real because I'm a Chiefs fan from New York, and I couldn't believe the way you disrespected them. And the way they ran it down their throat, I just need a little more respect from you for the Chiefs.
Disrespected? Danny, gambling's not personal. Gambling is not personal, Danny. Yeah. What do you mean disrespect?
Come on, give the Chiefs a little more respect than what you gave them last week.
You saw the moves that the Ravens made this week, right?
Yes.
Trading with the Minnesota Vikings. You know why that trade was made? That trade was made because the Ravens are getting ready for the Kansas City Chiefs. You want to talk about respect? Look at what they gave up in that trade. That's, you know, there's, and thank you for your phone call, Danny. There's no disrespect from me with the Kansas City Chiefs. I thought that the Buffalo Bills had the defense to be able to do to them what the Oakland Raiders were able to do to them. And I like the way that Josh Allen has been playing this season. And I thought that offensively that they would be able I thought defensively the Buffalo Bills defense would be able to limit, not stop, because I don't think you can stop Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, but limit. And I thought the way I saw Josh Allen and that offense play, that he'd be able to put points on the board and have it come down to the wire. So, but this is what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. Preston Johnson is going to be joining us. You're listening to Week in Wager, brought to you by BetMGM Sports. Enough talk. Believe in your game. Believe in your bet. BetMGM Sports. Jason and Anthony, I see you. We'll get to your calls as well. Preston Johnson with some Major League Baseball picks for us next here on 98.7 ESPN.
The league and the NFLPA reviewed what was going on in Vegas, and they were able to discover that Trent Brown was not wearing his tracing device. That way we can get that information who he's been around. So that's one problem. The second problem is they did discover on video a couple offensive linemen not wearing their masks during practice. So now they're being very cautious. Basically, anyone who's been around each other and has tested positive for COVID is quarantining. So what does that mean? Well, it looks like on Sunday morning, this team could be without their offensive lineman. What's going to happen is they're going to get tested for COVID-19 on Sunday morning. Based on those results, a decision will be made about the game.
That is Diana Rossini talking about what's going on with Greeny and GetUp talking about the situation with the Oakland Raiders and the Tampa Bay Bucks. Without further ado, Preston Johnson joins us now, my partner in crime on Daily Wager. You can tune in every night, Monday through Friday, from 6 to 7 p.m. A lot of times we're on ESPN2. Sometimes we're on ESPN News. And, of course, on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. Preston, thank you so much for joining us. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on again.
All right. Before we start diving into some Major League Baseball, as listeners will be able to listen to that game following this show right here on 98.7 ESPN, let's talk about your NFL picks. And we just heard Diana Rossini talk about what's going on with the Oakland Raiders. I know that you were leaning towards Oakland prior to their team contracting COVID-19. I was as well. I know I'm an outlier here, and we do the show all the time, so you kind of know where I stand. Like, I'm not a really big believer in Tom Brady and this Bucks team. I'm just not, for whatever reason. And I liked the Oakland Raiders here at home. I'm curious, what prior to them getting COVID-19 and the offensive line having issues, why were you leaning towards the Oakland Raiders?
So, yeah, a lot of what I do is analyzing the market, and, you know, I basically am betting numbers. And when the Raiders are +3, it didn't really make sense to me. Think of it this way, and I'll walk some people through it. Last week, the Packers on Sunday were bet up to -3 on the road against Tampa Bay. Now, I disagreed with that move. I thought that kind of got a little bit out of hand. And regardless of the single sample game, which we saw them shut down Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, had that game been played in Green Bay, that line implies, what, Green Bay's laying 3 points on the road, that had Tampa Bay been on the road themselves, you take away home field from Tampa Bay, you give it to Green Bay, the line would have been like 7. All right? So now Tampa Bay is laying 3 on the road against the Raiders. So if you compare the Raiders and the Packers, that's like a 10-point difference. Now, I know the Packers are better than the Raiders, but they're not 10 points better than the Raiders, and that's what these two lines implied. And so I decided, and by the way, this is a Raiders team coming off of a bye, having just beaten Kansas City and put up 40 on the road. They're like, I just didn't understand the line. I thought it should be more like +1. And so getting 3, I'm just going to bet that. Now, again, you mentioned it. You have to assess all of the offensive line, not even practicing some, one player specifically does have had tested positive, and so are they going to be a mess? It totally could be. So I decided to ultimately just stay away. But if there is positive news in the next day and a half or so on the Las Vegas side, you can get plus four now. Like, it's just kind of wild to me. And I think you're right to some extent, especially now that Antonio Brown's been signed. The hype on Tampa Bay is probably going to be overblown.
Cleveland, minus three against Cincinnati. You know, this Cleveland team is a very interesting one to me. You know, it's like one week everybody's in love with Baker Mayfield, the next week they're not. Why are you leaning towards Cleveland here?
Because they're playing a bad team. And so I think you're allowed to be in love with the Browns if they're playing a bad team. And if they're playing like the Steelers defense, Baker Mayfield has no shot. And that's ultimately kind of what it's been like for them. But if you don't recall exactly, if you think back to week, it was one or two, it was the Thursday night game where the Bengals went into Cleveland. And I actually bet the Browns minus six in that game. And if you recall, Joe Burrow, twice in the late fourth quarter, two drives for touchdowns to backdoor. They ended up losing 30-35. But the Browns dominated this game. You look, they had 100 more yards than the Bengals despite 30 fewer plays run. The Bengals actually ran 88 plays. Burrow threw what was like 61 times, something nuts. They were 5-for-5 on fourth down. Like, they just found ways to score late against the prevent defense from Cleveland. But in that game, Kareem Hunt, he averaged nearly 9 yards per carry. He's going to be getting the full workload this week. Joe Mixon's out for one, but also one of their best cover corners is a William Jackson, I believe his name was announced out earlier today. And then the healthier secondary for Cleveland since they first met earlier in the season is going to be there. I just had to lay the three. I just think this is a game that, with home field not being as much of a difference maker, not only this season, but even in the last few seasons, home field had been kind of diminishing. That advantage was diminishing. So if they were minus six and dominated that game with the groundwork, everything, Baker Mayfield put in good spots, like, should get more of that again here, and now it's only three. I think it's going to go to 3.5, and it's started drifting that way in the market. So bet the minus three is what you can.
Again, Preston Johnson joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. And last but not least, the Pittsburgh-Tennessee game. This is the premier game this week for sure. How are you playing this one, Preston?
So I'm kind of torn because I know, I mean, I know you called me out on Daily Wager this week when we did my top 10 and compared them. And you thought Tennessee should be number three. Now, I think that's a little extreme. But even though I have them, I think, number eight, I only have them about, a point and a half worse than, like, my number four team. I think the Seahawks are clearing away number three right now, along with the Ravens and the Chiefs up top. But they were an underdog earlier this week. Now it's moved, right? They were plus 1.5, plus two. Now the Titans are minus 1.5 most shops. The Taylor Lewan news, offensive lineman, I thought that was significant just because he brings such great impact to setting up the run game in Derrick Henry, which sets up Ryan Tannehill and the success he has through the air. So I'm a little bit concerned there, but they do get, I think Jonnu Smith is projected to be returning, and A.J. Brown's just been so elite since he returned himself. We know about the Steelers offense and what they've been doing. The Tennessee defense has been a lot worse than I think people anticipated coming into the season. This total's down to like 50.5, 51 some spots. I like over. I have this projected at 54. Now, is Taylor Lewan going to make that big of a difference? Time will tell. But I think if you missed out on Tennessee as an underdog, which I think I told you on the show, you must love Tennessee as an underdog. Well, you were right, because now they're the favorite. But I still like over. I think there's going to be points in this game. So if you can get, especially under a key number like 51, for people that aren't familiar, for totals, 51 is a fairly key number. And if you can get 50.5, I think it's a really good bet.
I love you, Boo, right? Like you.
Of course. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. I didn't like.
Enjoy it. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you know, it's we're having. I don't want you to think like I'm calling you out. I love working with you. So I hope you know. I hope you know that.
Rabel's been fantastic. Honestly, in a couple weeks they might be number three. They've been awesome.
All right. And again, breaking news, by the way, Antonio Brown signs a 1-year contract with the Tampa Bay Bucks. Just FYI. So Preston, I went straight from our TV show. This show started at 7 o'clock. So you just broke news to me, Boo, that Antonio Brown signs a 1-year deal with the Tampa Bay Bucks. I don't like them. I hate them even more now. Preston. I hate them even more. Anyway, before we let you go, let's talk about Major League Baseball, this game tonight. I was kind of joking, but not, as you guys opened up the Daily Wager show. I was taking notes. So first and foremost, let's start big picture. And you put your money on the Rays to win the series to begin with. So obviously you're rooting for the Rays tonight.
I did, and I actually added more. They were plus 330, 325 range after they lost that game one. And ultimately it's this, I think in like layman's terms, I think most people can recognize that the Rays have the pitching, whether it be the starters or the bullpen, that can hang and go toe for toe with the Dodgers, which is generally their advantage. Now, where the Dodgers have the advantage is obviously with their bats. They're just lethal offensively, but the price was just too good. I thought, you know, going into the series, the Dodgers would win about 68% of the time, but the prices you could get in the plus 180 range, just mathematically, is like one of those where you just have to take a shot on it. And it's again, it's like, can the Rays now at this point, it's 1-1, can their bats be hotter than the Dodgers for 3 out of 5 games left? Like, absolutely could, you know, and baseball is a super high variance sport. We've seen the Dodgers bats go cold plenty of times. So with Charlie Morton and his experience, obviously, having pitched in World Series in the past, and he's been just elite in the postseason already for Tampa Bay. I mean, plus 140 range out there in the market. It's a little bit high. I'd prefer betting under, actually, which I did take. So if people do want some action on the game tonight, I like under, but leaving the side alone since I am basically rooting for Tampa Bay anyway.
All right, let's rip through some of the bets that we talked about on Daily Wager earlier today, okay? Bueller over under strikeouts, and that's at 7.5. Our crew at Daily Wager said over. Do you agree with that?
I think it's spot on. I don't think I would bet it either direction. Bueller's rested enough that he can go as many, you know, innings as he needs to, and I think generally people would think that's high, but he should, you know, get his 6+, maybe even 7 innings tonight, so I'd leave it alone.
Morton under 7.5.
I have that one. I actually have, I didn't know you were going to ask me. I have projections for Ks that I use. I was guessing this one's a little high. And the main reason, but yeah, I'm 6.9. So actually, if you can bet under 7.5, I think that's a worthwhile bet. You know, the Dodgers don't strike out very often, which is really unique for a team that hits so many home runs that they do. Generally, you have like all or nothing home runs, and then you're striking out a lot. I think they struck out the second fewest times, or I should say the second lowest rate in the majors. So now Morton's great. He's been fantastic, but this should be more like 7. So especially with the Rays in their bullpen, which is really good and elite, like they're not going to be afraid to turn to them sooner. Maybe Morton only goes 5 or 6 innings. I would go under there.
All right. I don't want to put you on the spot. I'm just sharing some of the bets that that we talked about on Daily Wager earlier today. I'm going to rip through them. And if there's one that I mentioned that you really like or you don't like, let me know. Seager home run at plus 350. Seager RBI at plus 150. Seager to hit a home run and the Dodgers win at plus 500. First a run to be scored in the first inning. Yes, is at plus 114. Any of those prop bets you like heading into tonight?
You know, I'll give people a math. I know this is not the best thing, but this is a math play. We did first inning yes score on the show. Caesars Will Hill was plus 140. Now you referenced plus 114. I'm not sure the exact sports book.
I'm getting that at BetMGM. It's plus 114.
Okay. So what I had said on the show today is I said like plus 140 is just, it's mathematically like you have to play it. We have such a long history of games where you have 6 outs in a first inning and it's just a derivative of what the full game total is. Now the full game total is 7.5 juiced under. And I said, this should be priced like plus 115. And Caesars Will Hill was plus 140, which is a pretty gigantic edge. You don't find those very often, but the general consensus public will see, oh, Bueller, Morton, low total. Odds are they're not going to score in their first inning, and people want action right away, right? So I actually love, if you can shop around, BetMGM has it priced correctly. Caesars Will Hill and others do not. You can get plus 140, plus 135 out there. I think that's actually a fantastic bet that there might be a run in the first inning. Again, strictly math based on historical data. It's just priced too low.
So BetMGM has it priced just right. Interesting.
Good job. Round of applause.
Good job, BetMGM. All right, Preston, thank you for your time. Please know how much I love working with you. I don't mean when I came at you this week. It's just I don't want you to feel like I love working with you. I think you're fantastic, and please know how much I appreciate you coming on tonight. Thank you, my friend.
Likewise, Anita. Thank you.
You got it. Preston Johnson joining us here on Weekend Wager, brought to you by BetMGM Sports. Enough talk. Believe in your game. Believe in your bet. BetMGM Sports, who seems to have the numbers right. Jason, Anthony, I see you guys. I promise. We'll get to your calls. We get back. It's our last segment. Heading into, of course, World Series game number 3, Dodgers and Rays. I will have some more NFL picks for you. I will have my golf picks for you heading into the weekend. And Jason and Anthony, we will take your calls next here on 98.7 ESPN.
Championship caliber team. They can shut down anybody. They've got hellraisers on all three levels, at D-line, linebacker, and in the secondary. And I think you'll see that on Monday night. They're going to give Jared Goff fits.
That is Lewis Riddick talking about the Bears, which, by the way, is my dog of the week. I can't believe that the Bears are getting 6. Are you kidding me? Jared Goff, 2 career starts against the Bears, 50% completion percentage, 0 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, and a below 50 QB rating. Yeah, I'm all over the Bears. And that money line, by the way, is at plus 230. Probably one of my favorite plays this week, just FYI. All right, Carlos, before we get to you, really quick, I just want to share with you, this is BetMGM, of course, Weekend Wager, Enough Talk, Believe in Your Game, Believe in Your Bet. I was just in the break, I was playing around after our conversation with Preston Johnson. You can bet that Buehler is going to record 7, if not more, strikeouts, and Bellinger is going to, and Corey Seager is going to hit a home run at plus 500. At plus 500. All over it. All over it. That's probably my favorite bet tonight. Buehler over 7, if not more, strikeouts, and Seager to hit a home run, plus 500. Get on that right now. In regard to golf, heading into the Zozo Championship weekend, unfortunately, matchups are not out there right now, because keep in mind, this is being played on the left coast. But guys that I think are going to be in contention to win on Sunday with some good odds: Justin Thomas at plus 225, English at 18-1, Scottie Scheffler at 14-1. I love Fitzpatrick. I loved him coming in at 33-1. 33-1. And Webb Simpson, this is the dude that I had winning this whole thing this weekend, 18-1. So those are my plays for this week. Get those bets in. Again, it's on the left coast. They probably tee off, I want to say, by like 11, 11:30 noon tomorrow. So you do have some time. But putting money down to win: Justin Thomas, English, Scheffler, Fitzpatrick, or Webb. That's where my money is riding. Let's go to Carlos in New York. Carlos, you're up.
How's it going in New York? How are you this evening?
Good evening. Good evening.
Okay, Trevor Lawrence. Jets, that's pretty much, they're going to probably be the 0-16 team tonight, or this week, this season anyways. I'm sorry, my brain is all backwards today. Possibility of possibly getting Trevor Lawrence for the Jets?
I think that's a huge probability, Carlos. And if there's, and thank you for your phone call, and if there's a wager out there, I would definitely put money on that. I was looking at the schedule for the Jets. I think they'll be lucky if they win one or two games. Really, I think it's going to come down to the Jets and the Giants, to be quite frank. Let's go to Anthony in Long Island. Anthony, you're up.
Hey, Anita, how are you? Thank you for taking my call. I have 2 questions for you. One of them is a flex question. So I have 2 flex spots and 3 players. I have Tim Patrick, okay, DeAndre Swift, and Gio Bernard. And also,
Tim Patrick,
DeAndre Swift, and Gio Bernard. So I have 2, I have to start 2 of them. And also, every single time I call you, I ask the Dolphins question, because I know that your mother loves them and I love them too. Was she a little upset that Fitz got treated the way he did? Because I thought it was a little early to start him, to start Tua. Tell me what you think. Thanks so much.
You got it, Anthony. I love DeAndre Swift this week against Atlanta. He has to be one of my favorite plays. So definitely Swift, and Joe Mixon is out. So Giovanni Bernard is going to get the start in the backfield for Cincinnati. So those would be the two dudes that I would play this week. I do like Patrick, but not a great matchup for him. So that's why I would big picture. I like Tim Patrick. Week seven, not so much. So I would go with the two running backs. And in regard to Mama Mimi, all Mama Mimi cares about is winning. And she's so enamored with Tua that I think she's so excited about the game next week because the Miami Dolphins have a bye this week. And I think that was a big reason why the Miami Dolphins decided to start Tua, even though Ryan Fitzpatrick has been doing extremely well. But it's so funny you call and ask about my mom. But my mom is really over the moon, excited, can't wait to see what Tua can do for her Miami Dolphins team. Because let's be honest, it's been since Dan Marino, Miami Dolphin fans have been so miserable when it comes to quarterback play. With all due respect to Jay Fiedler, who I know who lives in the area, and I admire and I love a lot, but it's been a long time for Dolphin fans. So my mom is over the moon ecstatic. Again, just to kind of recap the show, I do like the Bills. That line now is dropped to minus 11. I think it will drop even further before kickoff, so I would wait and take the Bills. I like the teaser with the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Carolina Panthers this week. I love the Bears. The Bears are my dog of the week at plus 6. You can get them on the money line at plus 230. And on BetMGM, because it's a BetMGM show, enough talk, believe in your game, believe in your bet, you can get Buehler over 7, if not more strikeouts, and Corey Seager to hit a home run at plus 500. I am all over that. I am all over that. Has to be, I think, one of the best bets tonight. Anyway, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. Nikki, appreciate you, my friend, producing the show. Everybody, have a great night. Be safe. I'm back tomorrow, high noon, right here on 98.7 ESPN.